Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. Udaan scheme completes 8 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it has transformed India's aviation sector. Delhi's Commemoration Day being observed today. Prime Minister and Home Minister pay tributes to martyred police personnel. Cyclone Dana likely to make landfall in Odisha by Thursday, says IMD. And Deepika Kumari clinches silver medal in Archery World Cup final in Tlaxcala, Mexico. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors, addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet. The Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India.
ये एआई का दौर है, दुनिया का वर्तमान और भविष्य एआई से जुड़ा हुआ है, लेकिन भारत के पास डबल एआई पावर की एडवांटेज है। दुनिया की नजरों में एक ही एआई है, वो है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, लेकिन हमारे पास वो तो है ही, दूसरी एआई है एस्पिरेशनल इंडिया।
The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope, highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, unemployment, climate change and wars. Mr. Modi emphasized that global situations also impact India.
चुनौतियां भारत के सामने भी है, लेकिन एक सेंस ऑफ पॉजिटिविटी यहां है जिसको हम सभी फील कर रहे हैं और इसलिए द इंडियन सेंचुरी की बात हो रही। आज भारत हर सेक्टर में जिस तेजी से काम कर रहा है वो अभूतपूर्व है। भारत की स्पीड, भारत की स्केल अनप्रेसिडेंटेड है।
The Prime Minister further said that in just 125 days of NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved.
125 days mein garibon ke liye 3 crore naye pakke gharon ko manzoori mili hai. 9 lakh crore rupees ke infrastructure project par kaam shuru kiya hai. 15 nayi Vande Bharat trainein chalai hai. 8 नए एयरपोर्ट पे के काम शुभारंभ हुए हैं। युवाओं के लिए 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए का पैकेज दिया है। 21,000 करोड़ रुपए सीधे ट्रांसफर किए हैं। हमने 70 साल से अधिक के बुजुर्गों के लिए 5 लाख रुपए तक के मुफ्त इलाज की व्यवस्था की है।
Home Minister Amit Shah today laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. In his address, the Home Minister said 36,468 police personnel have given supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. He said 216 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the last 1 year. The Home Minister said, in the last decade, due to the efforts of the brave Jawans, peace has been restored in Jammu and Kashmir, northeast and the areas which were affected by left-wing extremism.
देश की जनता को बताना चाहता हूं कि विगत एक दशक के अंदर कश्मीर, वामपंथी उग्रवाद और उत्तर पूर्व के ये तीनों क्षेत्र जो अशांति के लिए सालों से हमारे लिए चिंता का विषय बने थे, ये 10 साल में हमारे जवानों के कर्तव्य के चलते, हमारे जवानों के कर्तव्य परायणता के चलते आज हम उसमें करीब करीब संपूर्ण शांति प्रस्तापित करने में सफल हुए हैं। मगर आज मैं ये भी कहना चाहता हूं कि हमारी लड़ाई समाप्त नहीं हुई।
The Home Minister said all the policemen of the country are determined to realize the dream of the Prime Minister to make India a fully developed nation by 2047. Their courage, dedication and devotion will play an important role in achieving this goal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Police Commemoration Day honored the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. In a social media post, he praised their unwavering dedication to ensuring the safety of the people. He said they exemplify courage and determination. Mr. Modi also commended the proactive efforts and assistance of police personnel during humanitarian challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the government's Udaan Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik scheme has transformed India's aviation sector. Commemorating the 8th anniversary of the Udaan scheme, the Prime Minister in a social media post said this scheme has ensured access to flying for crores of people with an increase in the number of airports and air routes. He added that at the same time, the scheme has had a major impact on boosting trade and commerce and furthering regional growth. Mr. Modi said in the times to come, the government will continue to strengthen the aviation sector, focusing on even better connectivity and comfort for the people. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu has said that the RCS Udaan scheme has unlocked opportunities and new growth potential in the country. Addressing the 8th anniversary celebrations of the Regional Connectivity Scheme Udaan in New Delhi today, the minister said this scheme has brought in new visitors, investors and development opportunities, employing thousands of youngsters.
We have brought in 86 new airports under the RCS scheme, 2 water aerodromes and 13 heliports, which have connected the length and breadth of this great nation of India. And more than 1 crore 44 lakh passengers. These are, I'm talking about new passengers, passengers from tier 2 cities, passengers from lower backgrounds. The 1 crore 44 lakh passengers have benefited from the Udaan flights, and a total number of 2 lakh 84 Udaan flights have been operational since the beginning of this scheme.
The Janata Dal United today released the names of 2 candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. The executive president of the party, Sanjay Kumar Jha, said Saryu Rai will contest from Jamshedpur West, while Raja Pitar will be the candidate from the Tamar Assembly constituency. Under the seat-sharing arrangement of the NDA, 2 seats were given to the JDU. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has allotted portfolios to ministers. The Chief Minister has retained 12 departments, including Home, Finance, CID, Planning and Excise. Senior Cabinet Minister Anil Vij has been assigned the responsibility of 3 departments, including Electricity and Transport, while Mr. Vipul Goyal has been given the Urban Bodies, Revenue and Disaster Management departments. Krishna Lal Pawar has been assigned the Development and Panchayat portfolio, and Rao Narbir has been given responsibility for the Industry and Environment departments. Mr. Mahipal Singh Dhanda has been appointed to the Education Department, and Dr. Arvind Sharma to the Cooperation Department. Cabinet Minister Aarti Rao has been made the Health Minister of the State, while Minister of State Independent Charge Rajesh Nagar has been assigned the Food and Supplies Department. Minister of State Gaurav Gautam will have independent charge of the Youth and Sports Department. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. You're with us on the midday news. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government has computerized land records in more than 6,26,000 villages, covering more than 5,000 sub-registrar offices. The minister today inaugurated the international workshop on modern technologies in survey, resurvey for urban land records in New Delhi. Highlighting the achievements made under the Bhu Aadhaar initiative, the minister said the Land Resources Department has registered nearly 14 crore Bhu Aadhaar unique land parcel identification numbers.
Sarkar ki is kadam ka uddesh sampatti sambandhi vivadon mein kami lana, land ke management aur prashasan mein paridarshita ko badhava dena hai. Is karyakram ke kriyanvayan mein bhumi sansadhan ka ishtatam upyog ho sakega. राजस्व और रजिस्ट्रेशन कार्यालयों का बार बार चक्कर लगाने से मुक्ति मिलेगी और नीति एवं नियोजन में सहायता के लिए विभिन्न एजेंसियों के साथ सूचना साझा की जा सकेगी, आदान प्रदान किया जा सकेगा.
Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, embarked on a 4-day visit to the UAE today to strengthen defence cooperation between the two countries. During his visit, he is scheduled to hold discussions with the commander of the UAE Naval Forces, Rear Admiral Pilot Saeed bin Hamdan Al Nahyan, and other senior government officials of the UAE. He is also scheduled to visit the National Defence College of the UAE, where he will interact with the student officers. The visit aims to enhance defence cooperation in line with a deepening comprehensive strategic partnership across all sectors and to consolidate bilateral maritime relations between India and the UAE. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan held talks today with the President of the National University of Singapore, Professor Tan Yeng Chie, during his visit to the university. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the discussion focused on leveraging complementary strengths to build knowledge bridges and strengthen academic and research collaborations between the National University of Singapore and Indian higher educational institutions. The talks also aimed to deepen engagements between the two countries across all academic fronts. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2.53 lakh are female members. The ministry said the surge in new memberships can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron today joined several global leaders who are batting strongly for India to get a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. He emphasized that the world needs to hear India's perspective on key global challenges. Addressing a summit of a private TV channel in New Delhi, Cameron said, "The world has changed hugely since the institutions were set up after the Second World War. It is time for a reset because you see the rise of India, which will become the world's largest economy at some stage in future, and countries like India should be at its heart." Mr. Cameron stressed the need for reform of the United Nations Security Council. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as very poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index, AQI, of 307 in the national capital within the past 24 hours. The severe cyclonic storm Dana, brewing over the Bay of Bengal, is heading towards the Odisha coast and is likely to make landfall on Thursday morning with a wind speed of 120 kilometers per hour. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a forecast track of a possible cyclonic storm this morning, and more clarity on the cyclonic path is expected by this evening. We have a detailed report from our correspondent.
With the issue of the track of severe cyclonic storm Dana by IMD and with all likelihood of it making a landfall in Odisha coast, the state government has geared up for massive evacuation of people living in low-lying areas of coastal districts. Cyclone shelters are being kept in readiness while provision of drinking water and lighting arrangements during cyclone are being done. Senior IAS officers have been asked to leave for possible affected districts to monitor relief and rescue operations, while a round-the-clock control room has been opened at the Special Relief Commissioner's office at Bhubaneswar. Teams of NDRF, ODRF and fire services will move towards coastal districts this evening for relief and rescue operations. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
We also spoke to DGIMD Prithunjay Mahapatra.
उत्तर अंडमान सागर में आज एक साइक्लोनिक सर्कुलेशन केंद्रीभूत है. इसके प्रभाव में एक लो प्रेशर एरिया ईस्ट सेंट्रल बे ऑफ बंगाल में डेवलप होगा और ये लो प्रेशर एरिया पश्चिम उत्तर पश्चिम दिशा में गति करते हुए 22 तारीख सुबह तक एक डिप्रेशन में परिणत होगा और 23 तारीख को एक साइक्लोनिक स्टॉर्म में सेंट्रल बे ऑफ बंगाल में केंद्रीभूत होगा और इसका मैक्सिमम इंटेंसिटी आज जो हम प्रेडिक्ट किए हैं वो सीवियर साइक्लोन स्टॉर्म होगा और विंड स्पीड 100 से 120 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा होने का संभावना है. कोई भी मछुआरे भाई समुद्र के अंदर नहीं जाना चाहिए. इसके प्रभाव में रेनफॉल ओडिशा वेस्ट बंगाल कोस्ट में 23 तारीख को शुरू होने वाला है.
In the Archery World Cup final, India's Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category in Tlaxcala, Mexico today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. Udaan scheme completes 8 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it has transformed India's aviation sector. Police Commemoration Day being observed today. Prime Minister and Home Minister pay tributes to martyred police personnel. Cyclone Dana likely to make landfall in Odisha by Thursday, says IMD. and Deepika Kumari clinches silver medal in Archery World Cup final in Tlaxcala, Mexico. And with that, we end the midday news.